We worship you today, Almighty God. And it was beautiful looking across this sanctuary, seeing the very young and then our elderly just lifting their hands and worshiping a God that is higher and that is greater above all. It doesn't matter what age you are today, He is still the great and the mighty God, and He is worthy of our great praise. Can we do that one more time? Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we lift you up. Jesus, there is none as great as you. There is none like unto you. You have no rival and you have no equal. And you are the all-powerful and the almighty. And we love you and we praise you. I like the verse, the words of that song that says, I stand amazed in your presence. At your love and your grace. And I'm amazed today that He loves me. Said, I'm amazed that He loves me. I may mess up. I may fail. I am imperfect. But I've got a God who is perfect and who is high and who loves me no matter what. And I thank Him for that today. One more time, would you just thank Him for His love and His grace? Lord, we feel Your presence and we are standing amazed in Your presence here this morning. And we thank You, God, for Your love and for Your grace and for Your mercy that You have shown unto us. Unconditional love that You've given to us. And we thank You for that. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to read from Romans chapter 5, starting with verse 12. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. It is good to see everybody in the house of the Lord this morning. If you're watching online, we welcome you. Thank you for joining in with us. Today is a special day. Today is my firstborn son's birthday, and he's 8 years old today. Look at him over there, sharp suit, tie. Wow, his mama dressed him good. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, it says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Verse 19, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. It says, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Grace did much more abound. Verse 21, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. One more scripture, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And I want to title this message this morning, I Was Born This Way. I was born this way. Would you lift your hands and set your Bibles down and ask God to speak to your life? Lord, I thank you for your presence and I thank you for your word and for your power that's here. I pray, God, that you would touch our hearts to receive your word. Speak to us today, we pray, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. Our world, as we know it, is in an identity crisis. People are trying to figure out who they are, why they are here, and what their purpose is. I was born this way is a popular phrase usually used to justify an action or a way of living. It is primarily an excuse to keep living that way because there is no desire to change. I'm going to preach to you this morning about what the Bible says about being born of the flesh and being born of the Spirit. The Creator of the universe created this magnificent being. This being was to be the ultimate peace in all of creation. He was created to worship. He was created to have dominion. And He was created for relationship. His purpose was defined and it was very clear. But this brilliant Creator thought it best that this particular creature have free will. a mind to think for itself and the ability to make its own decisions. This perfect creation was placed in the garden to have dominion and to walk in relationship with the Creator. Only one rule. There was only one command. Don't eat from a certain tree. Disobedience to this command would be sin. Defying this command would be insubordination and would result in death. No matter who it was, whether it was the wife, the one that's closest to you, or the enemy, the one that's furthest from you, no matter who it was or how it would be justified, to disobey this command would be sin. He ate from the tree. He defied the command of God, and now sin abounded. After this point, after man fell, sin began to morph rapidly across the earth. Adam's son killed his brother Abel. Isaac lied to his father and stole his brother's birthright. God's people worshiped idols. People offered their own children as sacrifices to false gods. Witchcraft became prevalent. Homosexuality was practiced. David, a man after God's own heart, had a man killed so he could take his wife. At one point, God looked down on the earth, and every man's heart was exceedingly wicked and evil, except a few, so he destroyed the whole earth with a flood. Sodom and Gomorrah, a city that was overrun by sin, was destroyed by fire. Now fast forward to 2020, and we're still dealing with the same kind of garbage. We're dealing with a sin problem. Our world, I believe, doesn't understand why they are the way they are. I believe they know right and wrong and can discern that maybe, but they can't figure out the problem why they are born this way. In fact, you and I are not excluded from this. In Romans 5 and 12 that I read, it says, "Wherefore, as by one man, that was Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon some men." So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans 3 and 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It doesn't matter your race. It doesn't matter the amount of money you have in the bank. It doesn't matter your last name. It doesn't matter if you are sick or if you are well. The Bible says that you and I were born into sin. We were born this way. Psalm 51 and 5 says, "For I was born a sinner, yes, the moment my mother conceived me." Your good deeds can't change this. No action that you have done can change this. Your parents can't change this. The fact of the matter is, we were born this way. Now, I'm a good person. I've heard this. I do good deeds, and that is fine, and that is great, and you should, but the Bible says that sin was passed down to you. You were born this way. So you and I were born into sin. The Bible tells us that the price for sin is death. God told Adam that the day you eat from this tree, you shall surely die, because the price for sin is death. But the Creator created man for his pleasure. He was created to have dominion and to worship God. He was created to have relationship with this Creator. God loved his creation so much. I want to reaffirm that today. He loves you and I so much that he was willing to pay the price for sin so that you and I could spend eternity with him. The Bible tells us that he robed himself in flesh and became a human. He was beaten with whips. He was spit upon. He was punched. He was stabbed. And then he hung on the cross with a crown of thorns on his head while they nailed him to the cross. Why? Just to pay the price for sin. He died that day on the cross, and the Bible describes it like this. He was the ransom. He was the price that was paid for sin. They put him in a tomb, but the tomb couldn't hold him. And 3 days he arose from that tomb and offered us a new way of life. You see, sin was already chosen. Sin was not going away. Even though he paid the price, price for sin. You and I are still born into sin. But because the price was paid for sin, he was able to offer us a new birth and a new life. John chapter 3 and verse 3 says, Jesus answered and said unto Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus looked at Jesus and he said, what does that mean? How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Here we go. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I said unto thee, you must be born again. You see, when you were born by your mother, you were born into sin. You were born this way. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. But now you have the opportunity to be born again, to be born of the Spirit. He tells us in Acts chapter 2, Peter preaches to the first crowd there and says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Jesus had talked about being born a second time, being born again, and then Peter gets on the day of Pentecost and begins to preach about what that new birth looks like. First off, it is repentance. Repentance isn't just saying, God, I'm sorry, and just leaving and walking out the same way that you came in. But repentance is saying, I understand that I was born in sin. I understand that I have messed up. I understand that I haven't been living right, and I don't want to do that anymore. So God, if you will forgive me, that I'm going to turn the opposite direction and walk and have a new way of life. That's what true repentance is. True repentance is having your mind made up that that is no longer who you want to be, and that is no longer what you want to do, but there is going to be a change in my life. Yes, Jesus makes the change. Yes, it's by his power that we are changed, but we've got to have a made up mind that we're not going to be that anymore. We're going to be something else. Then Peter says, you've got to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Baptism is a representation of burial. When we go down in this water, and I'll tell you, if you're here today and you've not been baptized in Jesus' name, we've got water and we've got robes, and you can do it. If you're watching online and you're local and you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, you call the church and somebody will meet you down here and we'll baptize you in the name of Jesus. Baptism is going down in water, and we do that by full immersion. Why full immersion? Well, it's a representation of burial. When they bury somebody, they dig a hole 6 feet in the ground. They put them down there. They cover it over with dirt. Why do they do that? So it doesn't stink anymore. So animals or nobody else can bury up or grab them up from that grave. When we go under that water, in the name of Jesus Christ, all of our sins are laying down in that grave. We bury them down there. That way the devil can't go dragging those sins back out. That way the stink of that, the smell of those sins aren't around anymore. We go down by full immersion in the name of Jesus Christ. Why the name of Jesus? Because there is all power in the name of Jesus. Hear me, somebody, there's nothing special about that water, but when you go down and you speak the power of the name of Jesus, there is something supernatural that happens and your sins are washed away. And then he talks about being filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. When you are born of the Spirit, you will have an evidence by speaking in other tongues. And when you do that, you will have a new identity and you will receive power to overcome sin. There's an old song that we used to sing. It says, I don't walk like I used to walk, because he made the difference. I don't talk like I used to talk, because he made a difference. What a change, what a change he made in my life. You remember that song? What a change and what a difference he made in my life. You see, you and I didn't have a chance. We were born into sin, but Jesus paid the ultimate price. And where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, be filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You are a new creature because you have been born again. Old things are passed away. What you used to be is gone. Who you used to be and what you used to do is gone. Maybe you were a liar or a thief or a drunk or an addict. Not anymore. You've been born again. The Holy Ghost has given you power now to overcome sin. Now you have joy. Now you have peace. Now you have love. When you are born again, you can't help but smile. My grandpa McGuire, my dad's dad, I've told this story, I'll run through it really quick, but he was a military man, a military, high-ranking military man, and he was one of 30 advisors in the Vietnam War. Very stern man. My dad has told the stories over time. If he wanted to talk to his dad, if his dad wasn't overseas fighting in war, that he'd go down to the bar, and that's where his dad would be. He's either fighting and the war, he's at the bar. He's a rough man. Never said, I love you. He never hugged. It was a, how you doing? Hi, son, how you doing? It was a shake hands type of guy. No hugs. My grandpa was dying. He was older in life, and he was dying. We got a call from my aunt that told my dad, Mike, you need to come to Arizona. Bring your suit. We want you to preach Dad's funeral. My dad had tried to witness to him. My dad had tried to tell him what God had done in his life, but he said, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. So my dad and mom make the flight to Arizona. They come into the hospital, not knowing really what to expect other than my grandpa is dying, and my dad's going to preach his funeral soon. So he walks into that room. The first thing that comes out of my grandpa's mouth is, 19 years ago, you told me you saw the light. Now what about it? My dad began to tell him. See, my grandpa had been, he knew exactly how long it was. He knew exactly how many years that change had happened in his life. He knew exactly when he was born again of the water and of the Spirit. Why? Because old things are passed away and all things become new. And there is a testimony because you become a new creature when you have this new birth experience. So my dad began to tell him about the change that had happened in his life and all the things that God had delivered him from and done for him. And long story short, my grandpa said the reason that he never wanted to pursue God, he never wanted to hear my dad tell him about what God had done in his life, is because he had done too many bad things and he had killed too many people in the war. My dad began to tell him about the grace and the love and the mercy that God has for him and has for every person under the sound of my voice here today. And my grandpa was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And he went down the altar. He was healed. And then he went down the altar in that church in Arizona, lifted his hands, and God filled him with the power of the Holy Ghost late in his life. When he was born again, he was a brand new person. He was a completely different person. He smiled. He talked to everybody about this change. It was evident in his life. It wasn't a question of if we're going to church. It was we're going to church on Sunday morning. Everybody around him, his family, and everybody knew that there was something that happened in his life, because this is not the old Glenn McGuire that everybody knew, but this was the new Glenn McGuire, and they wanted to know what was going on. Let me tell you, he was a brand new person. There is hope for for everyone under the sound of my voice today. There is no sin too great that God cannot forgive. You wonder why we shout and clap our hands and jump for joy. You wonder why there's a smile on our face. I guess you could just say, I was born this way. Why do you act the way you do? I was born this way. Why do you live the way you live? Oh, I was born this way. Why do you look the way you look? I guess you could say, I was born this way. I was born of the Spirit. You see, old things, my old person, who I used to be, what I used to do are gone, and now I've been born of the Spirit. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. I went down to an altar and I repented of my sins. Is this, can anybody identify with this here tonight, today? I went down to an altar and repented of my sins. I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. I was filled with the Holy Ghost, and something happened to me. I didn't want to act like I used to act. I didn't want to talk like I used to talk. I didn't want to do the things I used to do. I felt like a brand new person because I had peace and I had joy and I have love. I was born again. I was born this way. There are testimonies all over this building of this change that has happened. As I was preparing for this message, person after person after person after person that has attended this church over the last, I guess, 30 years that I've been coming here, that I was thinking about all these people that I knew their testimony and I knew what they used to be and I knew what they used to do because of their testimony, and now God has done a complete change in their life, and I began to thank God for His love and for His grace and for His mercy. In closing, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9, it says, do you not know that the unrighteousness will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. He gets pretty stern here and just lays it out plain and simple. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And then he says, and such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. And as I begin to read that, I begin to think of my grandpa and my dad and even myself about the sin that I was born into and the things that I probably, that I've taken part of, and that people in this church, the testimony that they've had. And I thought, and such were some of us, but we were washed and we were justified and we were sanctified by the power of His Spirit. Would you stand with me? Is there anybody in here that's experienced this new birth that can say, it made a difference in my life? Is there anybody that can say, I'm not what I used to be, but by the grace of God, I am a new creation. I am a new creature. I am a new person because of His love for me. If you're here today, or if you're watching, today can be a brand new day for you. You may feel in your life that you're a good person and you do good deeds. The fact of the matter, you were born a sinner. It's like everyone here. You may feel like you're the worst sinner in the world. You have things going on in your life that you can't understand why you're struggling with them. Maybe addictions that you can't get rid of. And I say, that's okay. You're not a bad person. There's something going on in your life called sin. We were born this way. But I've come today through the Word of God to offer a solution to the hurt, the pain, and loneliness that you may feel. You can be born again. You can repent of your sins. My grandpa said, I've done too many bad things. I've killed too many people. God doesn't want to have anything to do with me. That's a lie from the enemy. You have not sinned too many times that God will not forgive you. You have not done too many things wrong that God will not give you a clean slate. Hear me, somebody today that's watching or that's in this building. If you repent and you tell God you are changing and you want Him to forgive you for your sins, His Word says that He will forgive you of those sins. Yes. You can be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. We have water. If you're watching today, you don't have to be in the service today to receive this new birth experience. But if you're watching today and you've never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can receive it right now. All you've got to do is say, God, I need you in my life. God, I want you in my life. I desire you. I need this change that the preacher's talking about. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. And you can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You see, when you're born again, you will have power to overcome sin in your life. You will have peace. You will have joy. You will have love. And the people that know you are going to say, what in the world happened to them? What they said about my dad. Brother Fred, I'm sure that's what they said about you. Brother Buddy, that's what they said about you, I'm sure. What in the world happened to them? Why are they acting like that? Why are they doing that now? Why aren't they doing that? And it's a simple answer. I was born this way. I've been born of the Spirit. Are you thankful for the change that God has done in your life? One more time here today, I want us to just thank God for what He's done. Lord, I thank you for your power and for your Spirit, for your love, God, that has changed us. It's made a difference in our life. I thank you for the opportunity to repent. I thank you, God, for the opportunity to be baptized in your name. I thank you, God, for the wonderful gift of your Spirit that gives us power to overcome sin in our life. We thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Can we thank the Lord again for the power of this new birth? Why don't you thank Him from your own experience today? God, we love you. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you for every life change, Lord. I thank you that I'm a new creature and a new creation. We honor you today and glorify you in Jesus' name.